Blog Talk Radio.
Jacksonville, Florida.
Good morning, Florida. Who else on the line?
Maryland.
Maryland.
Houston, Illinois.
Good morning, Illinois. Who else on the
line? Michigan.
Michigan.
Cary, Atlanta.
Atlanta. Good morning. Who else?
New Jersey. New Jersey.
Good morning, New Jersey. Who else is out there?
Baltimore.
Michigan.
Michigan. Good morning. Who else? Good morning, D.C. Who else?
Baltimore.
Joy from Ohio.
Ohio.
We're working on it.
Guys, I'm in Northern Virginia.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning and happy Friday to you. Aren't you glad it's Friday and aren't you ready for another fantastic weekend? This is Marcia Pruitt. I'm in Dallas, Texas, and I'm very excited to welcome all of you to our team call. You've landed in our Jet Set 30-day blitz call. We are blitzing all the way to convention, and as you know, we only have about 25 days left before we're all together at the national convention. And before we get started, I want to quickly go through some announcements. Here's the first one. Hey, please press *6. After you have announced your name and where you're calling from, it sure does do a lot to reduce the background noise so we can hear everybody and the city that they're calling from. So please remember to press *6. And I just want to take one moment and give it up to New York. You know, you guys are on early most of the time, and you're all shouting out your name. I think I call out Good Morning New York more than anybody else, and I just want to make sure I give it up to that state. And if you're on the line and you're not shouting out your state, well, why not? That's the fun part. So go ahead and join us and shout out your state. Now let's quickly go through some of our announcements. Hey, as I mentioned, guys, before, we are blitzing towards convention, and one of the ways we blitz is to get everybody to the local CRTAs. Let's go ahead and encourage all of our team to get out to the CRTAs, get their training again, get the new people trained up, and then they'll be more likely to go ahead and go to the convention once they've at least gone to the CRTA. Go ahead and check your YTP website and make sure you've got one in your area. And when you do, go ahead and grab, hey, you know what, you can even grab a couple of guests and have them come out there with you and hear about this wonderful business presentation. But make sure that we're all attending the CRTAs every weekend, that we're pushing new people, ourselves, our current team. They can go multiple times. We want the CRTAs to be full, especially while we blitz towards convention. Also, make sure everyone is using the tools that are provided, and that's the use of a 24-hour hotline. We've got a Jet Set 24-hour hotline where you can hear about the business all day, and you can also learn how to get started. Let me give you the number. That area code is 512-404-1250. And if you have not listened to that call yet, after this call, hang up and dial in that 512 number. You can press number 1 just to hear a brief introduction, and press number 2 to hear a full-blown presentation along with testimonies. And then hear number 3, press number 3, where they can get their business validated by James and Marcia and a couple of other testimonies as well. And number 4 will help everybody get started fast. So make sure and use those tools provided so that your business will grow even when you're not there. This weekend, we want to make sure and get our weekend inspiration from Coach Tomer. So tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central Time and noon Eastern Time, please tune in to the Coach's Call. That's going to happen on the YTV line. And that number is 641-594-7505. Now, that's if you're listening to it over the phone. But you can also go to your YTV site in the back office, and you can look to the right there, and they'll say the Coach's Corner call. And you can actually watch it on the Internet. And that way, if you can't get in, go to your computer, because that's going to run all day long, and you'll be able to get that weekend inspiration. That's always very good. And then over the weekend, you're going to be meeting so many people. You'll want to point them to a wonderful business presentation on the phone on Sunday night at 6 p.m. Central Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Time, there's going to be a great business presentation done by our New York team, our New York directors, Vaughn and Cheryl McCullough out of New Jersey. That's going to be Garland and Marcia Webb, and, of course, Denise Coley. So make sure that you get at least two brand-new people to listen to that call on Sunday night. It could really, really help to get their life changed. And, of course, as I mentioned, we've got the YCB convention coming up next month, August 6th through the 10th. We'll all be in St. Louis, and we'll all be together at the YCB convention. And also, everyone is going to be registered. So you got until Monday. You get until Monday to get the reduced price. So go ahead and encourage everyone to be registered by Monday. And then still push your new people towards coming to the convention. They get a price of only $100 during the two-week period of when they first signed up. And that's just going to be such a wonderful event. The announcements are going to be great. And if you're wondering, should you go? Yes, you got to find a way to go. That's really going to do a lot to help your business over the next year. And if you really want some instruction, I suggest pre-registering for the YTB University classes. Those classes are so good and really taught by the people who have done the work. All the directors are teaching, and they've got a whole lot to tell you about. If you would just encourage your team to go back there and look at those classes and make sure that they've registered, that's going to be on Wednesday and Thursday, the YTB University classes. And as I told before, have everybody mark their calendars, because on Friday night of the YTB convention, Friday night is going to be Friday, August 8th, we are going to have a team event. Okay, now that's not going to be in anybody's calendar. That's going to be word of mouth. You're going to hear about it through email, or you're going to tell your own team. So that's how we got to get the word out. So Friday night, August 8th, everyone mark their calendars. We will have a Jet Set Award and recognition ceremony. And, yes, it's going to be late, so it will probably be from about 9 p.m. until about 12. I just want to make sure you guys are aware. Make sure that you write down it on your calendar so you can reserve that time just for your team. Let's go ahead and get started this morning, and let's bring on our leader. As you know, he does wear the Diamond President's Club ring, which indicates his earnings are over $1 million in a 12-month period. He is our fourth-level director and a member of that very prestigious and elite circle of champions. But what we love and appreciate the most is how he helps us walk in faith and victory every single day. Hey, let's greet him this morning with a warm smile. Good morning, James Pruitt.
Well, good morning to you, Marcia Pruitt, and good morning to all of you champions across the nation and throughout the world. Good morning to the power team leaders. Good morning, $10,000 dream bonus earners. Good morning, President's Club ring wearers. Good morning, directors and circle of champions. Good morning, Jet Set, honorary Jet Set. Good morning to all of you champions. Top of the morning to you. You know, Marcia, each and every one of us can certainly feel your smile coming through the phone. It is such a warm, warm pleasure. And let me tell you, folks, I'm reminded of something that happened. Listen to what happened to me long, long time ago. You know, Marcia books my flights, and I've been traveling and touring all throughout the nation and going to different countries and different places, really promoting this incredible business opportunity, this incredible business concept. And, you know, as I'm going, you know, I remember walking in to an airplane and getting on that plane and looking down at my seat number and seeing that I had a relatively short number, like 6E or something. And as I walked in and walked into the plane, a young lady said, "Sir, can I help you find your seat?" And I said, no, thanks. I've got it. I know what I'm doing. I can read. I got it. And so I walked in and I walked back into the coach area, and I'm looking around for the seat numbers, and I can't see 6, and she's like, "Sir, can I help you find your seat?" And I said, no, ma'am, I've got it. I'm a smart person, I promise you. I got nowhere, and I'm looking all around. I just can't find my seat. It seems like the seat numbers start beyond what number I am. And so I just came up, and I went up to the lady, and I said, "Ma'am, I certainly know how to read this, and I'm an intelligent man, I promise you, but there is no number that matches my seat on this plane." And she said, "May I see this ticket, the ticket that you have?" And so I'm thinking, "Yeah, but I can read the ticket. Here's the ticket." You know, I'm all mad, and I give her the ticket, and she says, "Sir, your seat's right here in first class." And it dawned on me as I sat there in my seat that, wow, here I was with a first class ticket, but I had a second class coach mentality. You know, I'm getting upset at the lady because I can't find a seat. How they build this plane? Why the numbers don't start? Something's not right here. What wasn't right was my mentality. Now, this happened a long time ago, but I think sometimes it carries over in our business. We have a first-class ticket to our success. We know that God gives us the power to create wealth, and we just don't know the power that's already inside of us. But many of us have a coach mentality, if you will. We're used to getting what we've been getting, and we're used to struggling and used to putting out fires and struggling and getting what we're getting, but we just don't know that we've got a first-class ticket to success. You know, we're embarking on this 30-day blitz, and I talked yesterday about the importance of calling the hotline and getting your orientation in and really centering in on how to make a good list, how to grade your list, how to look on your list for those with 5 to 6 letters and finding the diamonds on your list, and then getting with your power team leader and letting your power team leader pick the diamonds and help you begin. It's like a roadmap on where you can start. The importance of that list is so important. But let's go back to the actual contacting. When you're contacting people, now we suggest always that you start in your warm market with people that you woke up this morning that you already know. Those are your warm market people. Now listen, folks, when you call those people, there's a few things that should be present, a few principles, and a few just little tips and pointers. Like, for instance, whenever you're contacting somebody, you should pretty much always be in a hurry. Always be in a hurry when you're contacting people. Keep your conversation short. There's an old saying, you want to say less to more people. See, when you keep your conversations real, real long as you're telling people about it, oh boy, we seem to talk ourselves past go. So you always want to be in a hurry. Hey, how are you? And I'm getting ready to go into a meeting, but I just want to call and tell you something. See, when you mention I'm getting ready to go into a meeting, you're saying I don't have a whole lot of time, or, you know, I'm just getting ready to make a quick run here. I've got to run. I only have a quick minute, but I had to call you right away. See, that instantly sets the posture for you, because your posture as you're contacting people is tell me yes or tell me no, but tell me quick, I got to go. So you really have a giant list, and by having that giant list, you develop the proper posture, which is you really don't need them for your business, but you want to call them to be a blessing to them, because it is you that's doing them the favor. That's the proper posture as you call people. So number one, always be in a hurry. Number two, always be really, really excited. It's your enthusiasm, your passion, your excitement that fuels the invite, that fuels the conversation. And what you want to do is kind of pique their interest and get them interested in what you're talking about by piquing their interest, but without. Put it this way, if you find yourself explaining how the business works, you're going too far. You're talking too much. You're losing them. If you find yourself saying, well, you're going to get your very own website where you can and other people can book travel, you're going to earn 60% of the commissions. And if you tell other people pretty soon, you start building, you're losing them. You're losing them. So what you want to do is pique their interest in what you're talking about. And when their interest is piqued, they say, well, how's this work? What are you talking about? I'm glad you've asked. Grab a pen. Write this down. TheHarvestIsPlenty.net. And that's where you're going to send them. Or write this down, 512-404, or the hotline. But either way, you're going to point them to the tool that explains how it works. Because, see, the simpler that we make this business as we're contacting people, the simpler as we make it, all you got to do is point somebody. That's simple. The more simple that we make this business and how to grow it, the more people will join. But the more knowledge you try to profess to know and be the expert in and break down all these statistics and facts and figures, a person will think that they've got to stop and learn all that to do what you're doing. So remember, 75% of a person's training happens before they join the business. And you want to make sure that you're sharing this, ladies and gentlemen, and not selling this. Remember, you've got a first-class ticket to success. We've got to make sure we've got a first-class mentality. I want to pause for just a second and bring on my partner in success. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to this. He is every Everybody's hero. He is a third-level director. He's a $50,000 bonus earner, $100,000 bonus earner, big-time bonus earner, folks. He wears multiple President's Club rings. He is my partner in success. Please help me welcome Mr. Roland Antunes. Good morning, Roland.
Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. James, man, what an awesome analogy, man. A first-class mentality, James, but thinking in a coach mentality, James. I just say all the time, man, that you have to, your thought. If you have poor thoughts, you have poor actions. If you have rich thoughts, you have rich actions, James. How you doing, good looking?
Boy, I'm doing really, really good, Roland. I'm just so fired up. I've got to admit, I'm a little bit tired from all the festivities and all the powerful events and all the emotions that is taking me on, Roland, but I just can't stop. Something's always burning inside of me, and I just have so many people to help, and there's so many people to share this incredible business with, and I just think about the passion of the Christ, and I have a hard time telling God, hey, I'm tired. I'm not tired. I'm feeling good, Roland. I'm feeling good. It's a great day to be above ground. It's Friday. We're blitzing, and there's people out there, Roland, like you, people out there like me that are praying for something. You know, Roland, I want to talk a little bit this morning about how life deals us all ups and downs. I mean, that's just what we call life. And, you know, sometimes, Roland, we have difficulties with your spouse, you know, difficulties with your wife, difficulties with your husband, or maybe you have difficulties with your children, or maybe something tragic's happened, your child's been incarcerated, or who knows, but life throws us all curveballs. You know, there's ups and downs. We have problems with our health, and we've got challenges with this and other challenges with that, Roland. But how do we succeed, Roland, in spite of all of these things that we see? How do we succeed despite what's going on with your leg? How do you succeed with what's going on with your finances? How do you succeed with what's going on in all these different problems and things that happen? Let me tell you, they happen to us all. You know, Jim Rohn says the same wind blows on us all, but it's all how you set your sail. See, the same wind blows on all of us, the same ups and downs and turbulence happens to all of us, but really it seems like some people just find a way to win. Some people just find a way to win. Art Williams always says that winners find a way to win and losers just find a way, well, not to win. And, you know, Roland, we have such a powerful, powerful event there on the Harvest of 20 cruise called the Jet Set Director Academy. We brought up all walks of life of people, Roland. We brought up and they shared and poured out how they were able to achieve their success. And it was just so, so touching for me, because I know everyone's story, and I know all the challenges that people have overcome. And, Roland, I was just an absolute emotional mess, you know, at that event. And, you know, everybody was sitting up cool, but I knew what some people had gone through to get to where they were, and it just touched me to see them there now on the spotlight, shining their light or the light from within them onto others. It was just a special time. And I've got to tell you, Roland, I believe it was your sister, Rolanda White, superstar Jet Set director. Boy, man, she just really brought the house down. And I just loved her message. It was just so powerful and just so simple what she's done. And, Roland, you and I, especially you, have the opportunity to watch her success from real close and watch what she's done and how she's done it, what she's pulled together to get where she is. And, Roland, it is just absolutely contagious and inspiring to all of us. And we have her on the line this morning, and I'm really excited for all of you for what you're about to hear. And this powerful, powerful lady is going to join us on the call. So, Roland, I want to pause for a second and just bring on superstar Jet Set director, Miss Rolanda White. Welcome to the call. Good morning, Rolanda. Are you there?
Yes, good morning, James. How are you?
I am wonderful, and I can just hear the calmness, and I can see that smile and feel your spirit in just saying good morning, and it's such a pleasure having you here this morning. Rolanda, we asked you to come up and give some real nuts and bolts and how you've achieved the success that you've achieved, and I remember, Rolanda, I just remember when I came there to do your first travel party. It was just a wonderful event. I think we had maybe six or eight people there. I think it was eight people there at your travel party, and I came a little bit late. I was leaving one party, coming to another. When I got there, everybody was excited, and we set up the presentation, and I stood up there and just read the screen and told a few stories along the way and passed out the applications. I believe you brought in your very first four RTAs there, and she was just so excited, and I was saying, hey, that's $200 for you, and but you're now close to your power team, and you were just excited, and at the end of signing everyone up and saying goodbye to everybody, I handed you a CD with the PowerPoint presentation on it, and this conversation will always remain with me in my entire life, Rolanda. I remember you looking at me and looking at the CD and saying, what is that? I said, well, this is the presentation I just did tonight. I want to give it to you so you have the ability to show other people. And you said, oh, no, oh, I won't be needing that. I said, well, what do you mean? This is the presentation. This is how you're going to share it with other people. And you said, no, I won't be needing that. I said, I tell you what, just take it anyway. Just take it and set it over on the counter. And you said, okay, I'll do that. You took it, and that was all. We talked about it. And I went back to Texas, and, of course, there were other trips and all, but I watched you over the next couple of months. I believe it was that second month that you put 78 people in your power team that month, 78 people. Now, we're smart, Rolanda. We can divide how many times 6 goes into 78. I believe it's 13 times. So that second month, that was $13,000 in just $1,000 bonuses. That's not your total income, but that's just an idea of what you did when you took that and ran with it. And I want you just to kind of share, if you would, because I know you had some adversity going into it. Just kind of share what you shared there at the Jet Set Director Academy with all these thousands of people on the call. Just kind of share what's been your ingredient for success, and just kind of share that with us, if you would.
Well, James, I want to thank you so much again for the presentation and coming out to my home and giving. You did a wonderful job, and I can never thank you enough for that. And just to share a little bit, as you mentioned earlier, 75% of what's learned about the company or the training happens during their introduction to the business. And I have to tell you, sitting there watching you give the presentation, my interpretation or my understanding or training was probably to have you or Roland do this for me all the time. So I kind of, you know, had that mentality going on. But as far as being introduced to the business and the presentation and coming into it, there are those who know my story. Roland has shared it many times, and you as well, as far as, you know, coming into the business after a long bed rest and complicated pregnancy and hospitalization and watching my car be repossessed and facing foreclosure not once but twice during that period of time and really having nothing to hold on to. But when the business presentation was introduced and given to me, it was a no-brainer. Not only were the conditions right for me to really look for something else, but it made sense. And what really pushed us along, my husband at the time, you know, said, this sounds too good to be true. So not only were the times difficult, I really didn't have that support initially. And he was basically folding his arms and kind of looking and waiting for it to fail because, of course, what most of us say is that this business cannot be real. I mean, they cannot be paying out all of this money for just such, you know, to follow the leader and do what it says to do on the screen right there. It seems too simple, and we're so used to struggling and working hard for everything. But what really made a difference is, first of all, the mindset, as you spoke on, is changing that mentality that I can't, or settling for mediocrity and striving for something better. So just as you said, I took the PowerPoint and I looked at it, and I'm like, I really can't do this. And that was my first initial, this is not me. I'm super, super shy. I'm not really the forefront kind of person. I would encourage someone, but that can't be me. And I took a look at it, looked at my son and said, you know what, I'm tired of having to ask permission for days off or looked at funny if I take too many days off, because even coming out of that situation, we still had many hospital and doctor visits. And I took the PowerPoint and looked at it and said, you know what, If I don't do anything, then my situation is going to remain the same. And just making that conscious decision, let me give it a shot and try. And we did. I started, just as you said, travel parties, inviting those to my home, and no one would show up. I mean, I'd get 10 or 20, yes, I'll be there, and two or three would show up, and it was discouraging. And the mindset, because I don't know if there's anyone out there who struggles with the same thing I struggle with, but there are people strategically placed throughout your lives to kind of reinforce that mentality that you can't do this, or this is not going to be a success for you, or you really can't do this without this person's help or that person. It really can't come from you. And I had to struggle with that mentality because not only culturally was I raised that way, but as I said, there were people strategically placed along the way to reinforce that, to water that seed, if you will. So I had to come out of that and said, you know what, I'm doing this for me and not more so for my son. So without the support, started the travel parties and started believing in myself. The more you repeat, repetition is what gives you the courage. You continue to do it. You don't do it right the first time, and you're not going to sound like James and you're not going to sound like Roland. But I said, you know, I'm going to make this my own, put my own twist into it. So I started the presentations with the travel parties, two would show, and then it continued to grow. And working with the warm market. You're not, you know, the icebreaker. You can't walk up to a stranger. You start with those that you know, your neighbor or your neighbor's a sister or what have you, and you start with the more market and building and setting those travel parties. Now, what was key for me was once I overcame that battle of holding the first travel party in my home and continue to have it, then stepping out and doing it in the homes of those who invited me, and it grew from there. So I became more comfortable, and you realize that this is a blessing to someone else. You're not really trying to beg anyone to come on your team, but you know just as it has helped you, it can help someone else, and you want to be a blessing to someone else. So with that mentality, I'm looking for someone who's looking for a blessing and giving them and sharing this business opportunity with them.
Yolanda, let me ask you, how important was that daily confession to you while you were going through all of this and mustering up the courage? You were reading every morning the daily confession and every night the daily confession. Before you actually even come aboard with YTV, you were introduced in church by your pastor to the same daily confession. How important was that in fueling your belief?
That was so important, James, and I'm glad you brought it up because it prepared, it laid the foundation. Now, understand this. We are fighting and struggling against our lying minds. Mine lied to me daily, consistently. The moment I woke up in the morning to the moment I went to bed at night, I was struggling with my lying mind. And those confessions and the confessions that the daily confessions help, because not only are you going to start saying them and not believe them, but you say it often enough and more times with conviction to where you start believing them. So that helped change my mindset. And before YTB was even introduced to me, this was even 2 years before, there was something in my spirit that says, you know what, and I would confess it to my coworkers and my brother. I'd say, you know what, I see myself getting checks in the mail. Now, I don't know where that came from. And at the time, we had no network marketing experience, so we hadn't even dealt with, you know, getting weekly or even monthly checks, but I could see myself getting checks in the mail. Now, this was before the daily confessions came about, and when I received the daily confession that spoke about, you know, blessings and increase, all of that just connected. Now, most of us have that within us, that there's someone who's laid hands or God has spoken to you that you are destined for greatness, and you can't let that slip away, and the confessions is what allows you to hold on to that. And in giving the confessions daily, not only was I changing my mentality, but I was empowering myself because I do realize that as a child of God, once you set out to claim what God has spoken to you, there is an equal and opposite force that's going to attempt you or try to keep you from getting that. And so the confessions help not only to speak to the situation, but to speak to yourself, to empower yourself. And I tell people this, knowing that there is an equal and opposite force against you, that the enemy is setting a trap, or there are meetings being held against you by the demons and the spirits, but it empowers you. It shouldn't scare you, but it should empower you in order to say, no, this is mine, and I'm claiming it. And the daily confessions helped a lot, because not only did it change my mentality, but I was able to take that and apply it to my business and to share it with others. You know you're destined for greatness. God has given you a peek into your future, a vision, and so to take that and apply it to the business and know that, you know, this is mine. This is what God has set out for me. So the daily confessions, I would encourage everyone to say it, because it puts you in position. It puts you in position in order to go out there and do the travel parties and to believe that you can do it.
You know, I always say, Rolanda, that your mind is like a garden, and whatever you plant in it will grow. And if you don't plant anything in it, then weeds will begin to grow that tell you that you're not good enough and you can't do this. And why are you trying anyway? Roland, I know you're just sitting there, Roland, just smiling and feeling so proud of your big sister. So, Roland, tell me a little bit about what's going on with you as you hear Rolanda sharing some of the elements and points of her success.
Well, everybody hear me all the time talk about my sister and how great she is, you know, and the reason I talk about that is because I know, you know, her personality, and I know that she doesn't like to be in the forefront, you know, and I knew that Rolanda, you know, when she first joined the business, I said, oh, man, she's going through a lot. I'm going to have to help her get her six, and, you know, and I know, you know, her personality, you know, but James, at some point in the business, when she saw what she had in her hands, Rolanda, you made a decision. You know, you said, Roland, I'm going to do this, and I looked in your eyes, and I saw the decision. See, I saw the determination. I saw your belief level just grew, you know, and then you decided to take charge of your business. I think oftentimes, James, that, you know, what we do, we try to depend on our sponsors too much, or we try to depend on our power team leader too much, you know, and I remember, Rolanda, you said, I'm going to do a travel party every week, you know, and you said, Roland, you're going to come do it for me. And I'm like, oh, really? You know, so in my mind, I was like, okay, I'm going to do it for you, right? So then we started it that way, Rolanda, and we started that way, and then, you know, I accidentally caught a flat tire purposely, you know, on my way to your meeting, and you took charge of your business. But I saw before that you had in your eyes that I would do this, you know, and you continue to do it, and you continue to do it. And I look now, Rolanda, and I look now to see what you built, you know, and then the leaders that you met along the way. See, they was watching you, and then here you are, Rolanda, you know, the way you are, as timid as you are, but you had, on my team, Rolanda, I just really believe that you have already earned over $10,000 bonus checks. You have leaders on your team that's getting multiple bonuses, and it's all from watching you and watching Gary go to work. And I just saw you made that decision. Talk about when you made that decision to just do it.
The decision to just do it with your help came from you not showing up. But I really want to thank you for that. And I think at times what we tend to do is carry, and you are to carry once you introduce someone into the team, to carry them for a while. But when you carry, it turns from support to a crutch. And if it's not, if we don't let go early enough, then you won't be able to walk or feel that you can do it. So at that point, when I realized, listen, I really can't count on Roland, he's going to stand me up every time, then you take charge of yourself and you say, you know what, I'm going to have to do this for me. Because when you look at it at the end of the day, you have to say, what did I contribute to help secure my future? What did I do? Because you can only, you know, look at yourself in the mirror and know that you are responsible for your future. And there's a scripture that I live with. It's Jeremiah 29:11 that says, the Lord says, for I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you, plans to give you hope and a future. Not hope for the future, but hope and a future, which means that future is predestined. That future is yours, your own personal future, and it is what you make it. And I would just encourage everyone to just believe that those words apply to you. This is your future. What is it that you're going to take with the nuggets that are being deposited in our spirits through these wonderful calls? What are you going to do with those nuggets? How are you going to apply them? Are you going to take them and lay them aside and say, you know what, I'll get to that later, or take and hold them and cherish them now and apply them? Because what you do today really determines the outcome in your future. So I would just encourage everyone to just do it. I mean, it sounds easy and we're just throwing words out there. No, it is not, and we're not saying that it is, because you're going to have to come against yourself primarily, and then the world. But you have to just keep going, keep pushing, and don't quit.
First-class ticket to success and a first-class mentality. It's been a real pleasure having you on the line. And just remember, ladies and gentlemen, misery loves company. And you're going to have those people that want you to stay right there with them and complain for the rest of your life. Or you can pick up your foot and put it forward like superstar Jet Set director Rolanda White, and you can just start doing it. Remember, the first people that you're sharing the business with, they don't know the difference. It's the first time they've ever heard it. So don't put a lot of burden on yourself to be perfect. All you've got to do is be you, and you can do it. Roland, our time has gotten away. We can continue to go on and on. Thanks so much to you, Rolanda, for being on the call this morning and just sharing your success with all the people on this call. Roland, I want to just pass the baton to you, but before I do, let me just say to all of you listening, today is Friday, and the 24-hour hotline is going. It's waiting for you to dial it, and there's people out there looking for you to share this business with. How many folks are you inviting over to your home this weekend? How many homes are you going to just spend 45 minutes and show this business to them? Folks, we have the opportunity to be fruitful and multiply and do God's will, and you don't know, but you're destined for success because abundance is your birthright. Roland, take the call and close out like you do each and every week. Take it away, my man.
Before I close, I'd like to tell everybody to do the uncomfortable until it becomes comfortable. Do the uncomfortable until it becomes comfortable. You have to take charge of your business. Go ahead and continue to spin your web. You do your part and let God do the rest. Rolanda, I'd like to pass the baton to you. You know, I'll let you go ahead and close the call with your powerful words of encouragement. So I'm going to pass the baton to you and go ahead and close the call for us, Rolanda.
I'd like to repeat again, Roland, if I may, to everyone, to believe and to know that God has a plan for you, and his plan is to prosper you and to give you hope and a future. Take these words with you, hold on to them, and believe that they apply to you. Good day, and God bless everyone.
Powerful, powerful, powerful message this morning. So we do this wrap up. We have a few minutes left before our time on the radio ends. But, I mean, a powerful, powerful message. You know, we all, as they started off talking about, we all go through life. We have life challenges, life obstacles. And, you know, just as, you know, Yolanda was sharing about, you know, there's people that are strategically placed in your life to try to discourage you, and you have to be able to get beyond that. That's where prayer comes in. And, you know, confessing to yourself every day, daily, noon and night, that, you know, that abundance is your birthright. And, you know, as he said, you know, making sure that you plant positive seeds in your mind, because if you don't, weeds are going to grow, and that you just have to take advantage of this thing, go after it, have a first-class mentality. Don't let the dream stealers, you know, knock you down. And most of all, and very important, one of the things that they shared that, you know, I used to tell people when doing a play, because I'm also a playwright, and I always would tell people, you know, just remember what the play is about. And if you forget one of your lines, remember, the audience don't know anyway because they ain't read the script. So as James was basically saying, when you start off, don't worry about how well you say what needs to be said and all of that. Just share the opportunity with someone because you're sharing a blessing with someone, and that, you know, you can help people achieve different things that can take us all to higher heights. Those are my comments. I'll bring up Monticello, my co-host, and let him share a few comments as we wrap up here. Monty.
Hey, Sakawa. One thing that people have always got to remember, there is always, always, always an equal and opposite force in your life. For everything that you do good, there's an equal and opposite force trying to make it bad. For everything that you do bad, there's an equal and opposite force trying to make it good. And always just remember these three words. Just do it, Satawa. Just do it.
I hate. Pam, I see you on the line this morning. You'd like to share one thought.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm grateful this morning. I had a pretty successful week. I talked to Monty last night and I made up my mind I'm going to be an RCA.
All right. And, congratulations.
Yeah, I'm going to call and call the number and see if it goes through. And more than likely, I think it will. I know it will. It's got to.
All
right.
Got to claim it.
I'm too ready. I'm just ready. Man.
All right.
I can't say it no more. I'm just ready.
Okay. Hey, that's all you got to do is claim it. You know, God will do the rest.
Yeah. I've been claiming it for a month and a half, and it's time.
Yeah, I hate
it's time for me to do it. Yeah,
okay. Yeah. All right, y'all. You know, I enjoyed really hearing it, you know, what they had to share this morning. And, you know, hey, let's do what we got to do this weekend. Get our travel parties done. Go out and spread the good news of YTB. And y'all take care, and I'll call y'all off the air. Peace and blessings.
All right. Bye-bye.